my strength, and my Redeemer. I love the fact that charismatic Christians have made encounter such an important word. And the Lord loves to encounter us. And so I love the fact that we have made that an issue, that we want to have fresh encounters with God. Now, the thing that's important, though, is that we don't make an idol out of the encounters instead of the one who we're encountering. Because once we start making idols out of the encounters, we start measuring our encounters with other people's encounters and then to determine whether we're spiritual enough. And when you start doing stuff like that, then you start having encounters that really aren't encounters, but you want it to be an encounter so bad you pretend like it's an encounter, so you'll be spiritual. I remember, I've told this story before, but many decades ago, the first time I ever prayed for people, actually it was in a Baptist church in Birmingham, Alabama, that was a church walking in things of the Spirit. And they invited me to come and to speak and to do a conference. And to talk about Eucharist. We actually wanted me to teach some about Eucharist too. And we weren't in the CEC back then, but we were a church that did Eucharist a lot. And I remember the first time I ever prayed for a group of people by laying hands on them in a charismatic setting. I just come into the things, the full expression of the things of the Spirit, not long before that. And the first person I prayed for, out they went, and it stunned me. And I knew it was the Lord. But the second person I prayed for, out they went, and I knew it wasn't the Lord. Because I knew they were trying really hard. They didn't want to be left out. And so encounters are important, but it's important that we don't make idols out of encounters. It's like we can make an idol out of impartation instead of the one who imparts, Jesus. And by the way, impartations can stir up stuff in you, but you already have been given everything in Christ. So that's good if somebody lays hands on you and stirs up something you got, but nobody can give you more than you already have. But if encounters are important to us, I can tell you, and I love to have those kind of encounters. It's awesome when they're real genuine things. And in some ways, I encounter the Lord every time I pray. I encounter Him constantly. I encounter Him when I'm in the Word. I have those encounters. But generally, we're talking about, like, you know, big-time kind of encounters. Most translators, most commentators throughout church history, except Protestant reformers can have a little bit of a struggle with this, but not all of them, that story in the Emmaus Road was about Eucharist, the breaking of the bread. And that when the bread was broken, even though they couldn't see Jesus or they saw him and didn't recognize him, that in the breaking of the bread, they saw who he was. They had an encounter with him. And I'm so grateful for Eucharist because it's one of those places where I'm glad to go to conferences. I like to go to conferences. I remember, but we can become conference addicted. I remember John Holloway when I first met him, and I was just sitting around a group of them, charismatics, and John had been in the charismatic world longer than me, and he was like, he had quoted this person that he saw and this person, and it seemed like he had been to every conference everybody had ever given in the history of Christianity. And so I said to him, I said, "So John, did you go to a conference with John Wesley?" He said, "No, but I've got his tapes." So I've gotten a little bit too old to chase conferences too much, but if it's the right one, I like to go. But I do know this, that if we ever got it, really understood that in every Eucharist, we have an opportunity for a massive encounter. That Jesus is present to us incarnationally. It's not just that you sense his presence. He actually comes to us in the form of bread and wine. And that's part of the story on the Emmaus Road. That's part of the story post-resurrection. We talked about that during Easter season, that Jesus can come to us in different forms, but we don't recognize him because he's not coming to us in ways that we're familiar with. People who aren't part of the charismatic world often really struggle with that. If Jesus shows up different than what they're comfortable with, but I find that charismatics are the same way. But then the greatest tragedy, one of the great acts of thievery the enemy has accomplished is stealing from us the wonders of Eucharist. And Eucharist is all about encounter. In every Eucharist, that one event, Jesus paid for all sins at one time. The cross is never repeated, but it's an eternal event, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. That event, which we've talked about so much here, that transformed everything, that made all things new, that event is made present in every single Eucharist. That crucifixion, which took place before the foundation of the world and was manifested 2,000 years ago, is manifested again, the eternal event, in every single Eucharist. And I've asked this question before. If you were to have been standing at the foot of the cross, what kind of anointing you think would have been there for things like healing? What kind of encounter might you have had when Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing? When he said, I thirst, all those things that happen, that's made present at every Eucharist. And Christ comes to us in simple way. He comes to us not just spiritually, but he comes to us physically. I don't understand it. I can't explain it scientifically. But the body, the bread and the wine become the body and the blood of Jesus. It takes a charismatic to believe something like that. But he does. And so I get to actually touch him and taste and see that he's good. So I encounter the love of God poured out in the Eucharist. I encounter the defeat of the reign of sin, the destruction of the enemy. That's what it means we proclaim his death until he comes in Eucharist. And all that his death accomplished. Stunning. That's all made present. And I celebrate my new creation, the overthrow, the reign of evil in my life, the beginning of the reign of the kingdom of God and the reign of Christ in this world. But personally, I get to encounter him. And so that's why I've always said I never have understood why people aren't running down the aisle, why we don't have to have police protection just to control the mob. Because if we were to announce today that the historical Jesus was going to be at the mall at 3 o'clock, every one of us would break our necks to be there, but we'll kill ourselves going to a conference to experience him. And yet Jesus understands our need for encounter, and he made it so simple that we miss it. That every Eucharist, the main speaker of the conference is Jesus himself, and he shows up physically in the body, in the bread, in the wine, in the blood. That's objectively true, whether a single person believes it or not. But when we subjectively add our faith to that, when we raise our level of expectation, that's when there begins to be the manifestation of all that Christ accomplished, of who he is among us incarnationally in the Eucharist. That's when we see him. We have this encounter with him. That's why I tell people that the most charismatic thing I do, and I'm a bug-eyed charismatic unapologetically, but the most charismatic thing I do is Eucharist. Because it's so supernatural. And I have a literal encounter with Jesus every time. And so I show up expecting that. I'm not coming here to get a word. I think sometimes because we give words and stuff like that, we've ruined it for some people. Because they come to get a word. You get to hold the word in your hand. You get to encounter the word, Jesus, who is the word. And if you get a word, that's great. But if you don't, that is such a small thing. What's a big thing is that as you break the bread, you get to see him. You get to experience him in profoundly practical, remarkable, supernatural, physical ways. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.